In the West, we tend to recognize only the uppermost two levels of the material and the mental. And even in our science, we have the most famous equation, actually, of the 19th century, Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared. We have energy, or the invisible world, is equal to matter, which is the visible world, times the speed of light. Our science is focused almost exclusively in the world of matter, on the right side of the equation. And it's just begun to delve into the world of energy. The shaman is an individual who can dance on top of that equal sign, who can birth things between the visible and the invisible world, between the world of matter and the world of energy. The world of matter is the mental and the physical. The world of energy is the domain of the soul and the domain of spirit. The mastery of the shaman is the ability to birth that which is invisible and take back to the invisible world that which is manifested in the physical. As we explore more the invisible world of energy, we realize the immense power that it has. I remember going to Haiti many years ago. I had a call from the foundation that sponsored my research, and they said to me, "Alberto, we need an anthropologist in Haiti to complete a research project that we're doing on voodoo." And voodoo is one of the most extraordinary healing practices in the planet. But voodoo practitioners are a little bit like attorneys that can go both ways depending on who's hired them. And so it's also a very terrible practice of harm. And I was meeting with this anthropologist and saying to him, "You know, this only works if you believe in it." Here in Haiti, everyone was raised with a belief system that voodoo will kill you. And even the president of the country, Papa Doc Duvalier, was called Papa Doc because nobody would dare mention his name for fear that his wrath, you would incur his wrath at a spiritual level. And I was telling the anthropologist how this only works if you happen to subscribe to it, and how I didn't believe in it. And he made me a bet on this. And we went up to visit the voodoo priest that he was researching, an old man, and I understood enough of the language to hear him say in this French dialect, "Don't hurt him. Teach him a lesson, but don't hurt him." And we agreed that the following week they would be working on me at a distance. So the following week I returned back to San Francisco, and I'm sitting with friends and telling them about my trip to Haiti and how this does not work if you don't subscribe to it. And I'm feeling fine that evening. The next evening, I'm feeling fine. Thursday, I begin to get terrible stomach cramps. I get nauseous, and I'm vomiting, and I have loose bowel control. And I'm on the floor in pain, debating whether to call 911 or not. And the phone rings, and it's a collect call from Haiti. And the senior anthropologist says, "Alberto, we're busy Monday night, but we're working on you tonight. Do you feel anything?" And I said, "Yes, please have him undo whatever he's done to me." And the following day, of course, I felt much better. I'd recovered, and I was convinced that these were intestinal parasites. I went through all of the medical checks. I was absolutely clear. But it taught me a great lesson about arrogance, and particularly about Western arrogance. Because beneath this veneer of civilization that we all have lies our primary, primordial self that knows and understands and responds to this invisible domain that children are so responsive to, but that we educate them out of at around the age of 10 or 11, where they are supposed to put the invisible world away in that trunk where they put the dolls and the trucks that they no longer use. But the invisible world remains around us, permeates and infuses us. And if we think that voodoo happens only in Haiti or in Miami or in Los Angeles, we're wrong. It happens everywhere, all around us, in corporations, in families. Every single negative thought that you have about someone has destructive potential. We can heal with our thoughts. We can harm with our thoughts. We can kill with our thoughts. We can save with our thoughts. The mind has an extraordinary potential. And the best protections that we have, of course, is to go through our own healing process. Because negativity can only affect us in those places where fear still lives within us, in those places where we are still unhealed. So ultimately, the best protection is our own healing journey, so that the places where fear once lived, now only love lives there. And then we are unassailable. Mm-hmm.